There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard. As we are live, as always, in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On tap today, over the next 3 hours, we have Michael Lombardi, former longtime NFL executive and current VSiN host on the show in an hour.
Hey, Mike.
His reaction to what we watched this past weekend in the NFL in 60 Minutes. Jay Croucher, NBC Sports lead betting analyst. We'll come on. We'll talk some awards with him at that point. Very interesting. After almost full weeks in the books, we do have the Monday night game, which we'll get to coming up throughout the show today as well. And Paul, I mean, it just... The craziness of this league every single week. It is such a week-to-week league, and you need to forget about what you saw last week. And it's also, like, for these teams to win, it's very difficult. Like, if the Eagles win 15, 16 games, that's extremely difficult to do. Mm-hmm. If you thought the Bills were going to win 16 games this year, it's extremely difficult to pull off. I mean, one team in our lifetime has had I was born after the Dolphins, right? So one team, the Patriots, that's it. And also that tells you that how difficult it is to win money betting on this league.
Yep.
With how many coin flip games we had yesterday, and then the Bills losing outright after a 14-3 lead against the Jets. The Packers, how they looked again yesterday, mm-hmm. How you have to adjust the power ratings. I mean, but that's why we love the sport, right?
Concur. You don't apologize for a win in this league. The Vikings, even though it doesn't look pretty, they find a way to do it every single week. A little bit of help. You can't criticize the Eagles. Well, look at the schedule. Who cares? It's the NFL.
Yeah, you're right.
There's no Savannah States. And I was shocked at how poorly Allen played, especially with the turnovers. The first interception was Zach Wilson-like. I don't know where he's throwing the ball. But the Jets take him down. Salah keeping receipts. Good for him. But and also the importance of three and the key numbers and how many games, a lot of pushes in contest.
Yeah.
The Viking game opened 2.5, the look-ahead line. You saw the crazy finish with the Chargers, how the Tampa Bay game finishes at the end. Had everything.
The Raiders were up 17-0.
Yes.
And they are throwing. I mean, that's the Davante Adams that they traded for, right? I mean, to go out, give up that much for that guy, sign him into a big contract, reunite with his college quarterback in Derek Carr, and Jacksonville had no answer for him, and that was one of my losers yesterday. And then to watch that debacle in the second half, and you could see it coming, by the way. And I'm on, you know, several betting apps throughout the day, and I'm like, I need to get off this Raiders game, don't I?
Yeah.
Don't I?
Yeah.
And I had plenty of chances where Jacksonville was huge plus money, and I passed the entire time, and I'm regretting that move today.
Yeah.
That's their third 17, blown lead of 17 points or more on the season.
Is he gone? We've had several closed-door meetings. You take over a playoff team and run it into the ground.
Unacceptable.
Adams, right. Absolutely unacceptable. Adams, an indictment of the staff. Why did we get away from the pass?
Yep.
The pass was working so well. I mean, to blow three 17-point leads in a span of eight games, and we've already had several meetings with the owner. I mean, this could be it. I don't know who's in more trouble, him or Reich. But this is it's a fiasco, what happened. And the season's over
now. I think Reich, as you pointed out when it happened, that was not his move to sit. That was coming from above.
Yeah, I know, but everyone else is getting fired. You just fired the OC, and that's an all-time bad job. 9 sacks.
I understand. Oh, but that was not
14
ugly.
14 on third down.
That may have been worse than the Raiders getting shut out last week with how bad they were.
Yeah, that's another good point. I mean, look at the run McDaniels is on here, right? Horrible run in Denver. You get shut out somehow against the Saints. Pathetic performance, 70 yards of halftime. You blow another 17-point lead.
Yep.
The other thing, too, I don't want to go Troy Aikman here, but I mean, can Waller play a game? Jesus, man. Get on the field. You do me no good.
He's completely unreliable.
Yeah. And the one year when it looked like they were going to be the one seed, and then he got hurt late, absolute fluke from Carr that year. Total fluke.
Oh, it was.
He's an average quarterback. That's what he is. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, and I tweeted out yesterday, you know what, McDaniels and Carr, just stay in Florida. Don't come back to Las Vegas. I mean that more for Derek Carr, actually. Derek Carr has to be there right now. So they're going to go from a playoff team last year in 10 wins to right now, they're 2-6 and will be picking third in the draft. That's the first year success with the new head coach in McDaniels. That's, again, totally unacceptable. Carr, he's done. 9 years, zero playoff wins. Again, I know what you just said.
Yep.
He was in the MVP mix the year he got hurt. I don't care. That's a blip on the radar.
Totally.
You need to move on from Derek Carr. And you're going to probably stink at quarterback for the next couple of years.
Yep.
Don't care. You can't have a guy in this day and age, a guy cannot be the quarterback of a team for a decade and not have a playoff win.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's also it's a coaching mismatch too. I mean, you can't keep blowing 17-point leads. It's 17-0 with 11 minutes left in the second quarter. They score 3 points the rest of the game.
Yep.
It is ugly.
It's one of the reasons why I liked them a lot is because they were embarrassed. They're men. They have pride, you would think anyway. And they lost, and it was the ugliest performance of the entire year the week before. And everybody expected a bounce back from the Raiders.
Yep.
And it was looking like, hey, man, this made a lot of sense, right? And then just to adjust and like they did or not adjust in the second half and to score. No, here's McDaniels now again on blowing their third 17-point lead of the year.
You know, it's not good enough. You know what I mean? I know that. And so, you know, we got to coach better in those situations. We got to avoid feeling like, you know, the situation is okay, you know. And I don't sense that our team relaxes when we have that situation. But obviously that may be the wrong thing. You know what I mean? You know, and so we've played, like I said, we've played some stretches of football that are good enough to get ahead and produce a lead. But that's not what this league is about. This league is about playing the second half just as well as you played the first half and trying to win the game. So sometimes lessons are learned the hard way, and obviously we've had to swallow some difficult ones this year.
I mean, the back-to-back ways in which they have lost games.
Yep.
70 yards at half, shutout against the Saints, whose defense was one of the worst in the league in recent weeks. And then to follow that up with a blown lead like that, oh, boy, that's as bad as it gets for a 1-2 combo.
Sure. I mean, when do you see a guy take over a playoff team and take it right off the rails and run it into the ground? Mm-hmm. The other thing, you just see how much you think the light bulb would go off after the Monday night game against Kansas City. Hey, when in doubt, let's go deep to Adams. And he has a $1.40 in the game. And it's like, okay, let's establish the run in the second half.
What happened in the second half?
What are you doing? But there's too many weapons here to play like this and keep losing games.
Yeah. Well, to your point, though, I mean, the one guy who can't play because he's so soft, Darren Waller.
I mean, come on.
Oh, boy, buddy. Come on, dude. You're exactly right.
Money down the drain.
Yeah, totally.
Totally down the drain.
Yep. So that, I mean, again, so much happened yesterday. I feel like we could sit here probably for the next 12 hours and kind of recap everything, get into the night game as well. The coin flip games that we had, though, you talked about the 3-point. I had five early in the first games, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't on all five. I was on, I think, four of them.
Great games.
But how often do the Chargers win a game like that?
Yeah, right.
Never.
Hussey, the referee, double fumble. Fumble by the offense. This is the explanation. Fumble by the offense, recovered by the defense. Fumble by the defense, recovered by the offense. Game-winning field goal, Chargers win.
Yeah, total coin flip, though.
Yeah,
could have
right.
gone either way. Yes. I had the Falcons plus three. Dolphins-Bears. I mean, that was just...
Another one.
What an exciting game that was.
Yeah.
Tua and Fields.
Tua, hot dog arm. Come on, wide open on fourth down.
Fourth down.
You're right. I don't blame McDaniel. Guy missed a field goal.
I know.
It's only a yard. Got to pick it up. Tua's got to make the... Tua could have ran for it, too. But then Fields, unbelievable. The one guy I liked out of this rookie class going back, he's
good,
awesome.
Good for him.
Yes, he is.
I feel really good for that kid because the turnaround the Bears have had in this one year, it's been half a year. That's it.
Yeah.
And he was, I'll raise my hand, right? Everybody did, though. What you watched with the Bears in the first month of the season was unlike anything that they never threw the ball. They had no structure whatsoever on offense. And now it looks like, oh my God, something clicked, and they absolutely get it. They're calling designed runs for this guy, and he's playing with much more confidence. And that team, now, I looked at the forecast because they're hosting the Lions this week. And so they traded two of their best defensive players. So you're like, well, this is going to be an over team. The offense is coming together. Their defense is going to be in shambles. Look at the last 2 weeks, 49-29 last week. What happened yesterday, another aerial assault. It's supposed to be, I think, 37 degrees and sunny. This week against the Lions, which totals already up to 48. But do you see the Lions stopping this team now all of a sudden?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Another indictment of Rodgers and the Packers. The Dolphins are appointment television.
Absolutely.
I mean, they can't get stops. And you look at their last couple of games, they are fun. And that'll be a shootout as they take on Cleveland coming up as well. And the Vikings, they do it again. They're down 10 in the fourth quarter. You're thinking, man, Wentz isn't going to see the field again. Where did this Washington defense come? How have they come from? Why'd they turn it around? It's 17-7, and then, whoop, there's the Heinicke big mistake, right? And then the huge penalty. You're still going to have time on the field goal, but then the unnecessary roughness, Vikings do the right thing. Take a knee, game-winning field goal.
Yeah.
Sixth team in history now, six straight wins by one score.
Yeah. Do you think anybody's going to buy this team in the playoffs?
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, Tom Brady, January 14th, right here, Cabana Stadium swim. Who you taking?
Mm.
Kirk Cousins in a big game.
I want the
what
younger.
Happened in that game? They go right down the field to start. Nothing till the fourth quarter
again. It was all Jefferson.
I know.
They had the Redskins. There we go. Yeah, the Commanders had no chance of slowing him down
Can't
in that first drive.
But,
I mean, think about this is going to happen, absolutely, by the end of this year and into the offseason. The Vikings will be candidate number one to go under their win total next year because of all these one-score wins.
God.
That's another coin flip game.
Sure.
The Packers Lions was a coin. I thought Lazard was in. I thought that was a touchdown.
Yeah.
On that long play. First of all, he got away with offensive pass interference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I thought that was possibly a touchdown. And then the Buccaneers Rams game. McVay.
How about that?
McVay's terrible. Good for Tony Dungy to call it out last night on Sunday Night Football.
Uh-huh.
He broke down all the film. He's like, what are they doing on defense on the final drive? They gave him the sideline and they're playing 12, 15 yards off the receivers. It's one thing you can't do.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, quickly, we got a lot of tweets on this. I agree. The Packers wide receivers should call out the quarterback and say, three red zone interceptions by Rodgers.
Yeah, fall sports in full swing. BetRivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest lines, odds, and boosts. And whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, BetRivers has you covered. Join us every week for new promotions like Tuesday Hockey First Goal Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. NFL, we'll continue with that coming up next, including a look at the Ravens-Saints Monday night game. He has been a target monster of late, and tonight's matchup is a very, very juicy one for him. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season. Only $99. Get VSiN Pro all the way through the Super Bowl. College basketball today. Oh, man.
Only 200 games, Paul.
College Bowl Guide and the Super Bowl Betting Guide. Give yourself an edge. VSiN.com/subscribe. $99 midseason special today. VSiN.com/subscribe.
So we will talk awards a little bit later on. Did you see that there was a sports book that paid out Defensive Rookie of the Year already?
You're kidding.
Points Bet paid out Sauce Gardner bets already.
What?
Yeah.
Woolen was great. Hopkins had, like 30 yards.
I know he did.
Right? Did he have an interception?
He did not have an INT. He was on Ertz when Ertz scored the touchdown. And I don't know how many people on the East Coast were watching that game yesterday or not, but Gardner at DraftKings is plus 150.
They paid out. Wow.
You see the first play of the game? The Bills made it a point. Diggs burned this dude. So let's set the tone early. And Diggs burned him. It was burnt toast, man, on the first play on Gardner. And I don't know how many plays Gardner. I don't think Gardner was on Diggs much the rest of the game the way it looked.
Yeah.
But I'll go back and look at the autopsy of the game later on today.
The autopsy. Yeah. I love the guy. But you ever see a rookie come in and get calls like this?
Okay, so what'd you think of that last play on Davis?
I thought it was the same thing on Sutton. He's grabbing him.
That's exactly what I thought.
It's either PI or holding. At the very least, it's holding. You did the same thing against Sutton on the big stop in the Denver game.
I know. I hate the pass interference rules. I've always said that. But can we show some consistency maybe? I mean, when the guy's not – he never turns around, by the way, on the final play. And Davis has him, you know, by a yard or two. And he keeps putting his hands on him the whole time. I'm like, where's the flag, guys? Do you want to call? I mean, so he comes in, he's got the Marcus Smart reputation now all of a sudden.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
I don't get it either. All right.
So you have that, and there's a new favorite to win, and this is a killer to me. There's a new favorite to win Comeback Player of the Year.
Oh, wow.
It's Geno Smith.
Of course, yeah.
over Barkley had the bye. Smith is good again yesterday. The Seahawks won 6-3 now. Look at that.
Nance going to work yesterday too.
Yep.
Nance sticking his beak in there. Stay out of it, Nance. Okay.
Get out of my wallet, Jim Nance.
What a story. Yep. Now the other thing too. The other thing is it opens the door because of what happened to Allen for MVP.
Of
course. If Seattle keeps winning games, I mean, this story, you could go Carroll, Woolen, Geno. Oh, my God. Seattle Seahawks, they're going to Germany. Auf Wiedersehen.
You know what's going to happen, though? It's going to be Saleh and Gardner for sure.
Yeah.
And it probably was going to be Breece Hall.
I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, these are great races here.
They are.
MVP, comeback player of the year, coach of the year. Eagles win every game.
They really are, yeah.
God.
So MVP right now, would you go – I mean, it's still a three-man race, right? But would you go Hurts or Mahomes over Allen today?
I would go Hurts, Allen, Geno, Mahomes.
Oh, you go Mahomes fourth?
Yeah.
Ooh, wow, I would have him higher than that.
Yeah. You would?
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the thing. 68 passes last night.
Everyone expected the Chiefs. No one expected this out of Seattle. Nobody.
He's playing out of his mind, though. He's playing great football. No, but you're right. I mean, nobody had this with Seattle. Nobody did. Everybody was talking worst team in the league.
Yes. Yes. My God, he was 101 while we talked about it last week.
But I
GM.
Yeah, I know. I do agree with who you said should be the winner. As of right now, I would say Hurts would have to be the winner.
Yeah. Another thing to keep an eye on, though. They're 6-0 in Tua plays. I mean, he's going to put up numbers. I'll put up numbers with you. But this Hill-Waddle combo, and they can't get stops? Miami, this might be a regular occurrence, these 35-30 games with the Dolphins.
I think it could be.
This is
well,
great.
Plus they get, in theory, okay, the Browns this week. The Browns' defense going to slow down this team?
I can't see it.
I know they played well against the Bengals, but at home Monday night before the bye, okay, divisional game. So I know who is not going to win back-to-back-to-back MVPs. Aaron Rodgers, Packers, and I think they're probably going to miss the playoffs at this point.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I saw speculation yesterday, like, are they going to miss? Like, what, you've been paying attention?
They're going to miss?
Yeah. There's nothing to like right now about this team. That was his worst game as a pro that I've ever watched in my entire life of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I agree.
Three INTs basically at the goal line. I don't know. That pass that got picked up by Hutchinson, I don't know what on earth he was doing there, Rodgers. I have no idea. And he was pissed off after every single one of them. Mm. Can he take the blame this week or is he going to call out other young players? We'll find out, I guess. And here is Rodgers. This is great. He was asked if he regrets not retiring.
I think that's an exaggeration, Pete. Frustration and miserability are two different emotions. So when I decided to come back, it was all in, and I don't make decisions and then, you know, hindsight 2020, you know, have regrets about big decisions like that. So I was all in, and this is a lot of life lessons for sure this year. But luckily it's not over. There's still a lot of games left.
No regrets, Paul.
Yeah. Peter King nailed it. LaFleur wants him to be under center. Rodgers wants to go shotgun. LaFleur wants motion. More motion. Rodgers wants less. LaFleur wants him to encourage and be supportive of the young wide receivers. Rodgers wants to baptism by fire and tough love. LaFleur wants to slow it down. Rodgers wants to go hurry up. I mean, this is doomed. Doomed. Great job by Peter King to break it down like that. And LaFleur is also getting exposed, too. I mean, you have to go out and coach, and Rodgers doesn't have it now, and this, boy, oh boy, could this get ugly.
Well,
I mean, think about the wins, too. The Patriot game in overtime.
Very fortunate.
And they caught the Bears at the right time. I mean, this has been ugly, what's gone on. And you can't score and beat the Lions as bad as they've been defensively.
Ooh. That was one of the worst performances of the entire year by any team. Sorry, it just was. And him, it was led by him, by Rodgers. And this team again, and I was pushing for this 2 years ago minimum. Like, guys, you need to know when to sell high. You could get 3 first-round picks for Rodgers right now. Trade this guy. He doesn't know if he wants to come back. You don't know what you're going to do with Adams. You know, he's holding, you know, it's not the Favre thing all over again, but it was kind of getting in that territory. It's like he's going to be 37, 38 years old, pull the trigger, And they're like, nope, here you go. And that was after they drafted in 2020 in the pandemic, like, yeah, we're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers because we're going to go take a bunch of fullbacks and Jordan Love. We're going to trade up for Jordan Love and ignore getting him a wide receiver in the draft. And then we'll try to worry about it later on when Davante Adams decides to leave the team and the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought he was done then. Then he wins two MVPs and like, here's $50 million a year. How does that sound? And he's never been team friendly, by the way, with a contract like Tom Brady.
Yep.
So
they're 3-6. The defending champs are 3-5. They can't do anything on offense other than throw it deep to Cup. I mean, you have the same record as Arizona and Chicago. Where do you think you're going?
Yeah.
I think you're going to be able to turn this around, but you can't score against Detroit.
Here's what really confuses me with the Rams. After the deadline last week, more reports were coming out that they were willing to trade a first-round pick or multiple first-round picks for different players, right? Do you know what this team is going to look like in 2, 3, 4 years when they have nothing to draft at all?
Oh, yeah.
And all these players are out of their prime?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this team is going to turn into the worst team in the league for probably a long time. And their head coach stinks.
Yep.
McVay, I don't care that he won a Super Bowl. You're right. He's
fooling people for a long time.
Yep.
And the first guy to really be on that was Adam Chernoff about this play calling and lack of imagination and creativity and just run on first down all the time. What are you doing?
Over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And I can't wait till they go back and watch the film yesterday about, again, but how... The final drive, could you maybe go for the first down to end the game?
Yeah.
There was no thought put into that whatsoever.
Run. Yep.
And then they're giving every single receiver again for the Buccaneers 12 yards on the sideline. Just get out of bounds. Okay. So here is McVay after another loss yesterday talking about what the issue is.
There's a lot of different reasons. It's not one thing. Whether it's not blocking, taking sacks on second down, inefficient runs on early downs, not doing what we're supposed to do, bad play calls. It's not one thing, because if it was, then you could figure out, all right, these are some easy solves. There's a lot of different things, but, not good enough, not even close to good enough. And, like I said, I'm a part of that.
Yeah, you are. And Rodgers, he did the right thing. This guy blew it. This guy should have taken, I don't know, $10 million a year and gone the TV route. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How he blew that. So now they play Arizona at home. He's owned Kingsbury. But you can't lay points with this offense right now. On the flip side, it's a win. You don't apologize again. But Tampa, Brady throwing 60 times. Again, you can't run the ball.
No.
And they go to Germany and take on Seattle.
Yeah.
I mean, how good is that? It's a huge game.
Yep.
Huge. Coupled with the Atlanta loss. And this, if the Saints win tonight, we got a three-way tie.
Yeah.
Everyone's in this.
I would agree with that. It's funny to look at the standings in the South and see that at the very top with no team above 500 right now. They with a loss, the Buccaneers would have been 3-6. They would have been tied with the Packers. Imagine that, what that would have looked like. And I was looking at the draft order yesterday. It's like the Buccaneers at the time were like 6th or something. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. God.
There's nothing there on offense.
I know. 9 points.
Nothing.
You got to save it. And then you just get the gift by the Rams.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. All right. So I promise we'll get into a little bit of the Monday Night Football game that we have coming up tonight. It is a big one. Again, I like this juicy matchup for one player involved. And we'll probably at some point get into Shakedown Saturday in college football as well. You can take this team and send them to Pluto because that's where their college football playoff chances now. Good thing. Good thing this team is finally out of the mix.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. Sunday football parlay insurance. Great props on the Monday night game. BetRivers.com.
It appears as if not many people have interest in the Ravens tonight.
Yeah, are you surprised?
It seems like a lot of people are on the Saints.
Yeah, down to 1.5. Huge game.
Yeah.
Big game. 5-3 against 3-5. Again, if the Saints win, we got a three-way tie for the division. Saints, Ravens want to stay ahead of the Bengals. They also have this kooky schedule it's one game in 22 days or two games in 22 days, whatever. You're coming off the Thursday win, then you have the bye after this. So easy schedule after this, but it's just a war of attrition here. Bateman out for the year. Andrews out. How does Likely not go off? Who's he throwing to?
Well, that's the thing. I will answer that by saying the Saints are very good against tight ends. However, Harbaugh is creative, right? Offensively, this team has been creative over the years, and you need to line up likely all over the field tonight. And I'll tell you, this is the deal with the Saints and their defense, because, again, he's the best option that they have, in my opinion, for this game. I guess maybe you could say Duvernay, but with all those guys out, the Saints have not given up a touchdown to tight ends all season, and they're allowing an average of right around 29 yards per game to the position, third lowest in the entire league. No tight end has gone over 50 yards so far this year. But again, you can. This guy is a freak.
Boy, that's low.
Super athletic.
Yep.
You can line him up all over the speed. You can try to, you know, because it's not like the Saints secondary overall is that great. So you can get him on matchups that you are really favorable to, you know, Jackson finding him and creating some sort of a decent game.
They're 8-1 last nine against the NFC. They've been great in this spot. Just got the win against Tampa as well. You're right, you have to be concerned about the injuries, but I think he goes over and has a big game. And the other thing is now, what do I do with Dalton? You know, five straight starts, they've had 400 yards, and it appears to be his team now. But the big bugaboo has been the turnover. They have the worst, that's the Patriots, can you believe that, Belichick coach team? They're the worst turnover margin on the season. And second in turnovers on the year.
Yep.
So can Dalton take care of the ball tonight? Do the Ravens put some heat on him? Make him make some mistakes? Tough game, tough call. A little surprised, though, to see nothing but Saints money down to 1.5.
Yep. Dalton is averaging 235 yards per game and 1.8 touchdowns. I would say pretty respectable for him. The guy that I like tonight is, and this is going to be, you know, square play, Captain Obvious, but it's Alvin Kamara. In four games with Dalton as the QB, Kamara has averaged almost 25 touches, including 7 catches per game for 145 yards and nearly 1 touchdown per week. Now he gets the Ravens defense, one of the worst against pass-catching running backs. They are bottom 6 in both receptions and receiving yards allowed to running backs, allowing 10 different backs to catch at least 3 passes. Baltimore has also allowed 4 rushing scores to running backs in their last 3 games. Now, I get it. They're bringing in Roquan Smith from the Bears, but to me, that should continue tonight. If you're looking at the rushing props, there you go. But as we flip it over to the receivers, Kamara, 4.5 catches. The targets are phenomenal lately. 10 targets last week for 9 catches, 9 targets the week before for 7 catches, 9 targets for 6 the week before that, and 6 for 6 the week before that. So I think that he's going to have... I also thought this about Eckler yesterday. I know he was banged up going into the game, but I think Kamara tonight has good game written all over him against this Ravens defense.
Mm-hmm. The other thing with the Ravens, remember, they could be undefeated too. The blown leads.
Yeah.
It's another one. About, you know, some people don't think that, don't respect this team and maybe smoke and mirrors, but the schedule very easy after this.
Yep.
So they also want to stay ahead of the Bengals in the division.
I want to point this out, and I think Paul Charchian did with us recently, our buddy who comes on every Thursday, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. His website is guillotineleagues.com, and I'm looking at that right now. Since week 3, they point out, his average passing line, 177 yards and 1 score, and he hasn't had a single rushing touchdown in 5 games for Lamar Jackson.
Is he too high? What do you think is rushing? In the 60s?
That's a high number.
You think so?
59.5 in the 60s?
Okay.
I would actually look at, again, to go with the passing under. Those are his averages. Mm-hmm. He's not setting the world on fire after the first 3 weeks and with all those guys banged up.
Betting a quarterback rushing prop is impossible.
Oh, man.
It really is. When you look at it, I think Rodgers was 4.5. He takes off and running wild. The 3rd and 17 they give to him, right?
Oh, yeah.
You say, well, 2 is going to go under because they told him. Now he's been going over. And then you can lose on a kneel down at the end of the game all this. I mean,
how about Mahomes last night?
Oh.
What did he run for? 60-plus yards?
Oh, God.
All over the field. Yeah, so here's what it takes. I mean, you could be holding Jackson down the entire game.
Yeah, it's one run. I know.
And then there's a 38-yard run. Oh, really? Okay, great. That's fun.
It's like Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Do the same thing. He can rip off a 30-yard run, no problem.
Yep. So I guess I'd look at Kamara there. And I don't know if you were betting. So we had 3 true teaser legs this week. They both came in, by the way. Seahawks from +2 up to +8. And the other one was Jacksonville from +2 up to +8. If you were betting this last week, you were getting the Saints +8, maybe even +8.5. So if you teased it, you have that going for you anyway. College over the weekend, it was a huge schedule, very meaningful games. And I'm actually the team that I was talking about before the break. Yep. I'm very glad that Clemson got beat.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people had money on them. I get it, and that sucks. I'm not rooting against people's bets. I would never do that. What I'm saying is, for long term, I didn't want them in the playoff. They were never the fourth best team in the country, and they need to make a very big drop this week in the ratings. The committee cannot fool around with Clemson. Like, they need to be like the year 15th.
That's it.
You're out.
Getting shut out in the fourth quarter, right, against a team that lost to Stanford and Marshall. I wasn't even close on that game. But again, Dan Orlovsky, whose taste in candy stinks, was right on about this years ago. The scheme sucks. Coaching.
Yep.
Horrible. Okay, so you can... Watson and Lawrence covered up a lot of things that stink. And their scheme stinks.
Oh, yes, it does.
And their lack of creativity and all the... Think of all the athletes they've had and wide receivers and running backs.
Oh, the
and
backs.
You come on.
No doubt.
Getting shut out. And then the pick six, you have the block punt. Vicious beat on the under. It's 14-0 in the fourth quarter. Great job by Notre Dame, but you're right. And that was Alabama done. Get out of my life. Good. Clemson out. TCU survive in advance. The other thing, too, it's just scary with Georgia. It's not fair. I mean, you play Oregon, who's going to be top six, maybe higher, and you take out, at least going into the game, the number one team in the country, and you beat them a combined 76-16. Give me a break.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing, I had to hear this all year. All year last year. Oh, Cincinnati, you're struggling. Oh, look at Cincinnati. Okay. Ohio State was laying 38 points. Okay. You should just line up and run all over them. And that's 14-7 late in the game? Unacceptable.
Well, and they did nothing in the first half?
Unacceptable.
Hey,
I want to see how they treat Ohio State. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, but you can't. I don't want to hear about schools in the Big 12 and like the Boise States and the Pac-12 schools. You're not allowed to struggle. But then you're a 38-point favorite against an atrocious team, and it's 14-7 late.
Oh, by the way, there is precedent here. The committee last week said that they were knocking some team. I'm forgetting who it was, top of my mind. But they're like, yeah, they've trailed in some games.
TCU.
Yeah, it was TCU.
That's
what I thought. It was TCU. They've been trailing in some games. That's why they're number 7 overall right now. Okay, well, if you said that, then about that team specifically, you need to say the same exact thing about Ohio State and what happened against Northwestern. Sorry, already out there. You made it public knowledge.
Yeah, got to dock them. Yeah, it's not going to matter because they play Michigan coming up, but it's getting juicy now. I told you, you kind of dismissed me. You dismissed me. LSU is in this thing because if they were 10, they're probably going to go up to 6 or 7, and if they could shock Georgia?
Well, here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of LSU being ahead of TCU tomorrow night.
Oh, God, no.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, don't say that.
Why? They were 10.
God.
Alabama was 6 with one loss. They knocked TCU at 7. TCU was not. They didn't exactly, kill Texas Tech.
Oh.
And so they beat a team that was ranked ahead of them in their rankings. You know how they operate. They make it up as they go.
Great. Well, the Pac-12's alive and well, though, too. The 12-1 Pac-12 champ right there. Now, USC has got to do a better job and be more impressive. I mean, they couldn't put away Cal.
No, they were killing
it, too. But still, they play next week's huge. Oregon's at home against Utah, and USC plays UCLA.
Yeah, right.
But a 12-1 Pac-12 champ, especially the way Oregon's playing, if they come in on a 12-game, you can just say, hey, we didn't have it. Georgia's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to sell a rematch, but I mean, Bo Nix, incredible. The other thing, the Heisman talk.
Yeah.
I mean, Stroud has 70. I know it's 50-mile-an-hour wins, but with Stroud's performance and Hooker got beat and the, oh, by the way, touchdown, I mean, this is great.
I would say Caleb Williams for USC should absolutely be live. Have you looked at his game log lately? Go check that out once.
How about the Michigan running back?
He's live. You brought up Bo Nix.
Yep, Nix is in this. May's in this.
May at North Carolina is absolutely in it.
Yeah,
this
Daniels thing is played well.
It's far from over. And look, Stetson Bennett, I think at one book was 100-1 before the game. He dropped to like 12-16-1.
He was great, yeah.
He was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Heupel, it's a blitz off the left side. Yeah. Come on. Hooker, it's a blitz off the left side.
Yep.
Over and over and over.
Rinse and repeat the entire way. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Line moves, upsets, bad beats coming up and win some, lose some, and suspicious betting on a sporting event caused U.S. Integrity to get involved. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
What a weekend again. Love coming in on Mondays. Astros in six, paid 4-1. First home run of game six, Schwarber plus 650. Schwarber to go deep, plus 380. Valdez, 8 strikeouts and gets the win, plus 450. Too bad they don't count the postseason from Mike Palm. There's your Cy Young Award winner, Valdez. Awesome. No?
Were you surprised Pena was the MVP?
No.
Neither was I, but I thought Valdez had
a case. Yep.
Yeah, for sure.
Jets, plus 450. Jets money line, Jets over their win total.
Bam, there you go.
Kept receipts. I laughed at them. Great job. I thought they'd go over the win total. I bet that, but... To beat the Bills, back-to-back weeks now, shaky by Allen. Most receiving yards, Adams, 14-1. Most rushing yards, Fields, 35-1. He sets the record. He almost had 200 rushing yards.
Well, so he was actually listed at 35-1?
Yeah.
Okay.
William Hill has that. He's on the list. Absolutely. Lowest scoring game, Packers-Lions, 16-1.
Well, it should have been higher than that. I think the total was, what, 49?
Highest scoring game, Bears-Dolphins. 12-1. Most points, Bengals, 12-1. LSU money line, 4-1. Great job, Kelly. Comes in right away and beats Saban.
What'd you think of them going for two?
Love it.
Love it. Brilliant.
Yep. Bad job by Saban, too. A couple of these games. Number one, the penalties.
Hey.
Some of the decisions he's making.
Mobile quarterback gave him problems again.
Uh-huh. Yep. Michigan State money line.
Now that game blew
what
me away.
Happened? Plus 550. All these guys suspended and out, and Illinois gets beat. BYU plus 275. Beat Boise. How about that? Air Force Army under. Was that beautiful to start the day? Was that beautiful? Under 40 and a half? Not even close. 24-2-1 under run in Service Academy meetings. 13-7. Everything we expected.
Yep.
UFC, Vidal knockout, 11-1. Round one finish, 7-1. Early finishes all over the place. Hadley, round two finish, 7-1. Viana knockout, 12-1. Round one finish, 5-1. Lemos, knockout, plus 450. Round three finish, 15-1. Dawson, round three finish, 11-1. Also, win some Chuck Edel, 5-0. 3-0 on the show, 5-0 in the contest on Fridays. Just an assassin on these totals. Had Clemson and four totals in college football.
Oh, he goes to work with the totals.
Yeah, he does. Yep. Very good. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. VSiN Pro. I'm a sailor. I have sailed. There you are. How'd it go Friday? Little video as you went sailgating. Well, getting ready for the Washington game.
So this is pretty cool. I'm sure you've seen, like, this is like the Sleepless in Seattle kind of thing, or these shows that they do. Those are the floating boats that they have right there. As you lead into like Lake Union, it was great, man. And it was windy. We avoided the rain, so that rain shadow absolutely came in. But I was telling people before the game, I'm like texting, like, I need to get off this over right now. I mean, because we were out. I tweeted out a bunch of the videos trying to tell people, like, here's the wind. And I was trying to talk into my phone, explaining what it was like. And I went back and listened. You couldn't even hear me. Yep. That's how bad the wind was.
Man overboard. Can you swim?
Can I could be a lifeguard.
Oh, really?
What are you talking
about?
Can I swim?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Phelps? You got something there?
Mitchell Phelps, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, call me
right.
That, yeah.
I was looking at him. If you fall out, you're going to be okay. You never know.
Okay. It's like 30
you
feet.
You never know. Hey, you never know. You talk to people. Yeah, I can't
look at
swim.
That, Paul.
But you can't swim.
Look at the location of that stadium.
Oh, wow.
So
great
was,
shot there.
Again, it was cold out, and my buddy told me, and we were like the only boat that was sailgating, and he said, Mitch, if this was like a 70-degree day in September, there'd be 150 boats here, no problem. You go there and see that location, you're like, oh my God, there's a Space Needle on the right. The Google headquarters in Seattle are right in the middle. What a spot.
All right. How about a monkey video?
I'm always up for a monkey video.
You want to see a monkey video?
Oh, this is
hanging
so good.
The guy take the hat off and, oh, jeez. Where'd that hair come from? He scared me. Goes back. Hey, buddy, how you doing? Takes the hat off. You show the hair and shocks the monkey. Monkey was surprised.
By the way, when the volume's up on this, you can hear the monkey, the thud.
When he hits back?
Yeah, hits the wall. It's like,
oh, God.
Yeah. We'll get it here, I think.
Lose some.
Okay.
Penn State, Indiana under 54.5 down to 50. No good. Clemson, Notre Dame under 48.5 down to 43.5. Minnesota, 10.5 up to 15, 1 by 7. But this didn't move, but I got to put it in there. Houston, SMU. Who had under 66? Huh? Was it 73-66 final record for points?
77-63.
77-63. Thank you. Yep. I bet over 132.5 in play. I had to. It's a record. 132.5. I went over.
What, do you know when you bet it? What point of the game?
Yeah, I don't recall.
Okay, because I think it was.
I can't recall. This is great.
I think from what I saw, what I recall, it was like 129.5 for the in play total in the first half.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was something. What's it, Mordecai? 9 passing and a rushing touchdown?
Uh-huh.
Chiefs, 10.5 up to 14. No chance as well. Couple lose some. Look at the – this is great. How about an alligator video? Come here, big fella. Right? You got the leg. Oh, no.
What happened?
Oh, look at him put his hand on
it. How'd he miss
what
it?
Happened?
And he hangs his head in shame.
Come on.
He's embarrassed.
Seven.
He missed it.
Oh,
he just goes, all right, that's it for me. I'm out of here. He goes into the lake.
No.
And he goes, I can't believe I missed it. You gave me my snack and I missed it. You threw me the layup, and now I'm embarrassed, and I'm just going to walk away in shame.
Yeah.
And I go back to the lake.
And he's telling us, I don't eat my chicken with sand on it.
I got to, right. Right. He gave him the layup, right? Little snack, and he missed it. Totally whiffs. And he just walks away about, I'm sorry, guys. Oh, I let you out.
Does he come back and get it, or does he pass on it?
No, he's embarrassed. That's it. He doesn't want a part of it.
Yeah, it's a big fella, and you're just like hanging it. You're 2 inches away from him?
Right. Right there. Here's your little tic-tac.
How's
he missed it?
Yeah, that stinks.
Look at his face.
Yeah, you can just tell.
I go, I was so hungry. And you're right, I don't want the sand on it. Mike North sent this in, North to North on Twitter. Yeah. The feet on the plane. We're living in a society. Again, this is unacceptable behavior. Barefoot to put it up on the armrest, and that's just a Greg the Hammer Valentine. Figure 4 leg lock right there if you see that thing. Mike was great Friday with Matt Eumanns, too. talking about his life and the hot dog stand. You know, I know Dick Portillo. You know, we used to slurp soup together. I love Mike North. That was a great story, talking about his days growing up. But that's a tough beat there if you're flying and you get to see that. Couple bad beats. Bad for the books. Bears, Dolphins over 42 up to 46. Never a doubt. Oklahoma, Baylor over 57.5 up to 62. Ohio State, Northwestern under 63.5 down to 55. Chuck Edel special 21-7. Navy, Cincinnati under 49 down to 43.5, 20 to 10. Kansas, Oklahoma State under 70 down to 60. Look at that move. Maryland, Wisconsin under 52 down to 47. 23-10, I believe. Fresno State, Hawaii over 57.5 up to 63.5. Fresno almost got it themselves. Mm-hmm. Iowa, Purdue under 43.5 down to 39. And a couple of bad beats. Clemson, Notre Dame under 48.5 down to 43.5. 14-0 in the fourth quarter. All hell breaks loose. Alabama, LSU under 56. 17-15 with 5 minutes left. Come on. And then overtime, of course.
Of course.
32-31. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. I'll try to go quick here, but David Purdom, ESPN Chuck, UFC fight under investigation after suspicious betting detected. Minner fought Nornan Bekka, and it ended abruptly in the first round. U.S.-based betting integrity firm is looking at it. Multiple states reported suspicious wagering on the bout. Featherweight, the underdog was Minner. It moved dramatically in the hours leading up to the fight, and they pounded the under 2.5 rounds. He was injured. Now, some people are saying the F word, which he was injured. He kicks him right away, and the guy goes down, and that's all she wrote. The thing lasted a minute.
A minute.
But right after, apparently word got out that the guy was injured, which I can't believe he stepped into the octagon. Because Minner took one leg kick, and that was all she wrote.
Yep.
So they just pounded that. And
by the way, it didn't matter what the number was.
That's a good point.
Some books had to take it off the board, and it moved from like $2 to higher.
$220 to $420.
And they were still like, no, it doesn't matter. I don't care.
Yep. 30 seconds in, threw a leg kick. The guy grimaced and reached for his left leg. Closed in. Minner went for another left body kick. He dropped him with a knee to the head. TKO 107 of the first round. It was the guy's first finish in the UFC in four fights with a promotion. The guy's a 10-year veteran who lost. He's lost 4 of 6 now. Yikes.
Hey.
I don't know why he's, you know, I don't know why he's in there when he's just compromised like that.
Yep.
And, you know, some people are convinced he took a dive. And,
All right, that's
unfortunate.
Here we go. It's time now for the pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers only at vsin.com. You mentioned this earlier. With all these games lining on 3 yesterday and getting that key number, always be mindful of the key numbers. 7, 3, yeah. They're falling on those numbers still quite a bit. You know, that's not really changing, fellas, over the years. And, boy, I mean, like you said, Vikings open up 2.5, got to 3.5. It falls 3. I mean, that just, it's, you know, you live and breathe. It happens in the NFL. It's a pro tip of the hour. We do an every hour on VSiN across every show. That means at least 20 every day. Again, available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com. We can sort them by sport and by show. Michael Lombardi on the program coming up next. Are we going to get another coach fired by Thanksgiving? We'll ask him that coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.